Yes, I understand, Bones. That was a pretty bonkerball situation. But how are you feeling about everything now?
Mindy, are you talking to a fossil?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Yeah, this is my dear old friend Bones, a lizard fish fossil. You know how I recently started dabbling in fossil counseling?
Fossil what?
Fossil counseling. I'm helping fossils dig up their past and helping them work through their feelings.
Okay. Mindy, can we put the whole fossil counseling thing on hold for a sec so we can start our game show?
Oh, yeah. It's not like Bones is going anywhere anytime soon. Okay, places, everyone. Places.
Testing one. Testing two. Mics are ready.
And pull the curtains in three, two, one.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after nostril hair or regular hair, it's...
Two whats and a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Two whats
and a wow! Welcome back, wowzers. It's time for another groundbreaking round of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
We gave you three scientific statements about vegetables and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, the Earth's crust, where the continents sit, is getting thicker over time?
Or was it B, your fingernails grow at the same rate as continents move apart?
Or was it C, based on the fact that Australia is moving westward at a very slow rate, scientists believe that Australia will collide with Africa in 100 million years?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Wyatt from Virginia. Wyatt, what's the winning wow?
Hello, my name is Wyatt, and I live in Vienna, Virginia. And my wow in the world is that your fingertips grow at the same speed as continents move. And hello, Reggie, and hi, Dennis.
Hi there.
Winner, winner, fingernails for dinner.
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guessed the answer B, that your fingernails grow at the same rate as continents move apart, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wyatt.
Turns out, continents can drift apart as fast as your fingernails grow, about the width of a 5-cent nickel every year.
And if you guessed A or C, well, you weren't that far off. For those who guessed A, the Earth's crust is actually getting thinner over time. Experts believe that the crust has been thinning since Pangaea began breaking the continents apart.
And if you guessed C, it turns out that Australia is actually slowly moving north. So in 50 million years, it will collide with the continent of Asia.
Mindy, why don't you tell our winning contestants what they've won?
Well, Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible... coaster! Love roller coasters but loathe the high speeds? This slower coaster will take you on a ride with maximum speeds of 15 millimeters a year. Slower than a moving continent, but faster than a complete stop. Let the slower coaster take you off the rails and into the sunset.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats?
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
The category for today's round is fossils. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about fossils. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about fossils is the true scientific wow? Is it A, scientists have found fossils on every continent except for Antarctica?
Or is it B, the most expensive fossil in the world is a Spinosaurus tooth once sold for $15 million?
Or is it C, fossilized dinosaur poop is used for jewelry?
One more time. Is it A, scientists have found fossils on every continent except for Antarctica?
Or is it B, the most expensive fossil in the world is a Spinosaurus tooth once sold for $15 million?
Or is it C, fossilized dinosaur poop is used for jewelry?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And carve it into a rock.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow. But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Can You Dig It?
We challenge you to take a little adventure outside to embrace your inner paleontologist.
And if you don't know, paleontologists are scientists who use fossils to understand the history of the Earth.
So we challenge you to go on a dig right in your own backyard or hunt in your favorite outdoor space.
Try to use some tools you might have around your house, like shovels or old toothbrushes or just your eyes.
Whatever might help you uncover your new discoveries. Maybe an interesting rock, a shell, a time capsule, or maybe even an actual fossil.
Whatever it is that you uncover, take a photo. And grown-ups, you can share those photos with us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.